Is it chill that you're in my head? And yes, you guessed it. That's Taylor Swift with Delicate, and welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I am sitting here in Clearwater, Florida with my great friend Renee, who's here today with replacement of Trish, but you're always here anyway, but you're in person today.
Yay!
So thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
She's our entertainment host, and we welcome Ed as well. Ed, thank you for being here today.
Howdy doody.
Thank you. And Ed's our production manager. I don't know why I lose my voice. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
I think it's allergies.
Just a little bit. It's allergies.
And of course, it goes right when I go to stop.
Yeah.
Talk. That's amazing.
It's the name of the game.
So anyway, back to Delicate. And yes, we cannot make any promises until I get to know you. And that's right. Today, we're talking about Dating 101 on the Shrink and Wrap Show. So all of you folks that are driving right now in Tampa, Dunedin, St. Pete, Clearwater, we welcome you to our show. Today, we're going to continue our discussion on Dating 101. And we're going to talk about the precautions of dating. If you're in a situation that you might not be comfortable in, how to take care of that. We're going to have on a detective here in just a bit, but we're going to definitely have a loosen up song. Should I have the loosen up? I think I need it.
I think so.
We're going to do it now. Yep. Let's do a loosen up song by Alaska, Maggie Rogers.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Water over glacial plains, and I walked off you, and I walked off an old me. Old me, oh my, I thought it was a dream, so it seemed.
Rogers, for letting me giving a little entertainment out there while I clear what's going on with my allergies right here. But the first song we were listening to was Delicate by Taylor Swift. And yes, it's delicate because when you're dating, it's delicate. We got to get to know each other, and all of us out there or whoever's out there dating, you got to get to know each other. And if you want quality in a relationship, you know, it's probably best to get to know them in an intimate way. That's step one. Or actually, you need to know yourself first.
In an intimate way first.
That's right. Get to know yourself first. And this Alaska song by Maggie Rogers, what that song is about is she's walking through Alaska and she's getting to know herself and she's preparing herself for change. And she's getting to know herself, and then she's also doing her homework for her next step in life. So before we get started, I want to welcome you to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and again, we're here with Renee and Ed right here in Clearwater, Florida. What we do here is we take topics and we combine them with licensed therapists and the point of view of the wraps, who are a circle of friends. And then we take songs and we use them as therapy. And we come to conclusions of whatever topic we are talking about. It's important to know and understand that this show is based only on opinions and suggestions. Again, it's based only on opinions and suggestions. And I recommend downloading the Shazam app, because part of this show are the lyrics of the songs. So don't just take a break, because the lyrics to the songs, when you listen to all of the lyrics, because the lyrics of music can be poetry to your own soul and to your heart. So we just listened to the Loosen Up song, and now I'm going to welcome Detective Jay to our show. Are you there, Detective Jay?
Yes, I am.
Hi. How are you doing?
Very good. Just want to make sure you're not getting any feedback.
Yeah, are you getting any feedback?
No,
are
I'm
you,
good.
Okay. You
yeah,
can't.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here today. And I want to let everybody know, if you're just now listening to the Shrink and Wrap show, we did start Dating 101 last week. If you've never dated or if you are dating, what they say is to, we had a licensed therapist on last week, Rowene, who suggested getting to know yourself first. That was the first step to dating and breaking some old patterns, and then also knowing what you want, what you don't want when you're dating. Like, you just, you know, get rid of the no-nos and just get rid of them, but know yourself. And now today we welcome you, and we want to learn more about what we need to know for safety purposes on that first date. So thank you, and I know that you, I'm going to introduce you right now. Janice, I got a little off today because my throat. Do you have allergies, you guys?
Oh, I have them terrible.
Do you?
Yes.
Ed, do you have allergies?
Yeah, but mine have pretty much moved on since the trees have go ahead and pollinated.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that what it is, the pollination?
Probably. No,
maybe so. Well, I like to, Detective Jay, thank you for being here, and I'd like to introduce her. She's a 22-year law enforcement veteran, now retired. She served as a senior corporal detective and also was the creator of her own program for women's safety called The Right Defense. She presently is a law enforcement professor and instructor on a college level. So we call her here Detective Jay. And Detective Jay, I again thank you so much for being here. And I
of
also
course.
Want everybody to know this is not just for women, it's for men too. So thank you for taking the time out to be here. So what is it, what advice do you have for pre-dating?
Well, when you start with the pre-dating process, it kind of depends, do you know the person, are you acquainted with the person? The things that we can all do, especially in this day and age right now with the technology that we have, you know, we can just look up a person's name.
Mm-hmm.
We can Google. Look them up on Venmo. We can look them up on Cash App. There's just things that we can do that many people hold their accounts public. They don't even close them down privately. If you go to something like Venmo and you find somebody's name, you can kind of see what they pay for, which is interesting and intriguing.
Mm.
You can also look up their social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. You can find their profile. And one thing I always say that kind of sticks in my mind is if you don't find somebody, that's interesting too.
Yep.
So you can also look on arrest records. You can go to all the counties. It's free. Do records inquiry. And I always say, especially if you have children, look on the FBLE website, because you can always see if they've ever been arrested for any type of predator charges.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, with a Venmo, like, I feel like, I don't know how, it's just kind of weird to me to, what do? You put their name in and it comes up Venmo? What are you looking for on there that they're buying?
So actually, if you have a Venmo account, a lot of people use it. A lot of people don't go to safety and security in their app and lock down their app to make it private. That means each transaction that comes from, let's say I Venmo you for lunch,
mm-hmm.
and if I have my side private, it won't show on your side. But if neither one of us are private, or you may be private, it will show on my side that I paid you for lunch.
No, Renee just locked up Venmo.
I just...
Yeah.
While you're talking.
It's really true. And if you go to your Venmo account, it will show all your contacts in your phone. And it'll show if they're on Venmo, and it will show what they pay for, which is interesting to see what people pay for.
Mm-hmm. It tells you
Cash
a lot about
app,
it.
Yep, Cash App does the same thing. Mm. It's pretty much the same type of, so you can actually see what people pay for. So maybe you're interested in dating someone and you go on there and you kind of see what they're paying for. It just gives you a little insight.
Yeah. That's interesting. Wow. And what about social media?
Well, social media is such a great tool, especially for law enforcement. But anything, you know, people love to put their Facebook out there, their Instagram, their Snapchat, and they love to put out what they're doing. So that's a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are some people that just, you know, they privatize their Facebook or their Instagram. You can't get on at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, most of the time, if you search somebody, you can find their social media sites. A lot of times, they're not all private.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see, you know, who's that person? You know, what do they do? Do they like motorcycles? Do they like, you know, are they involved in rescue? What do they do?
Mm-hmm. And you also have, you had mentioned you look up arrest records. Can you look that up? How do you look up arrest records?
Sure. You could just go straight to Hillsborough, like just take Hillsborough County or Pinellas County. Pinellas County, you can just Google it, Pinellas County arrest records. It will come to a link that will have the official, let's say, Hillsborough County arrest record. You click on that link, and then really all you need to know is the person's first name, last name, their race, and their gender.
Yeah, and also I would like to say this, and you know, some people have gotten in trouble, and maybe, you know, do your homework on it. Just because you see something, there's always two sides to every story. I do want to say that, you know, or there's that one mistake. So I don't like everybody judge, but it is good to kind of know. You have any comment on that so far, Ed, as a male? Or I like to hear, you know, comments from men as well.
Well, the only thing I could say is I would give that person a chance to tell you first before you go, dun, 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 you know, when you're out on a date, you know, and you start rolling out files in front of them, you know, because it'll pretty much end it.
I totally agree.
But,
I agree with you 100%. But, like, if you have children at home and you start dating.
Yeah, but let's ask the detective, at what point do you start doing that work?
Yeah, good question, Ed.
I mean, after a week, two weeks?
Before
I would just say, I think you have to use your intuition, and you have to kind of say to yourself, you know, ladies call it their little friend, men call it their gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of have to use your intuition, and if you start thinking, maybe there's a red flag here, you know, he said he was from New York, but, you know, there's not a lot of information from New York, or she said she was from New York, but I'm really, you know, I'm not figuring out the connection. So if you start feeling like there's like a little red flag, you can do that. And I completely agree with the fact that if you did see something on somebody's record, so, you know, if you felt comfortable with it, you could ask them about it. Because people do get into situations when they're younger, and a lot of times, you know, it's a learning lesson. But unfortunately, it was also something that went on their record.
Right. I mean, I feel like, I mean, you don't want to take away the element of spontaneity in a date, but if you have children at home, and a lot of times some people are connected through other friends, right? But if you meet someone from out of state and you don't know anything about them, I agree with Ed, maybe have the conversation, then if you figure everything out, then go to this point if you feel that intuition.
I feel like if you are going out on a date, on a first time date, hi, I'm Renee.
Yes, my Renee.
Nice to meet you all over
here.
I feel like if you're going out on a date for the first time, or you're just kind of dabbling in that scene, you need to do your homework before you even dance that dance.
I agree.
I think you should do a little research. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to give you a quick example of what happened to a very good friend of mine. She thought she was on a really nice little website and met up with a guy just at lunch, mind you, but didn't look him up before on Google search and all, whatever she was telling us about, and literally found out that he had had two criminal records, one where he had two widow wives, two wives that passed away accidentally. And they were both accidents. One was placed on the son. Oh, it was convoluted and so wrong. And it made her retreat and never step foot in that arena again.
But that's a sensitive thing, though, too, because there's someone in my neighborhood where both the wives did pass, and that could be just bad luck. Like, I think it's good to be on your guard, but
yeah,
I personally...
Yeah, but this is accidental. These yeah. are accidental pool stumbling, yeah. falling down steps.
And yeah, kind of, there's a story like that on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories like that, and basically... Just from law enforcement, I can tell you, do those cases really do? They really happen where there really is a scam? 100%. You know, they do happen.
Yeah.
So I think it's best to protect yourself by first using your instinct mm-hmm. and your intuition. You know, the word intuition is actually a noun. It's a person, place, or thing. Mm-hmm. It's a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really hum in on what you feel and don't blow it off, don't go, well, I'm not really sure. Really feel it, really acknowledge it, and if you think then I should take this next step, then you take the next step. Yeah. If you don't feel that way, then you're good.
And I will say, again, the Shrink and Wrap Show here, we do, you know, men matter. Everybody matters. And right. For them, they probably, you never know what they're getting either. I mean, it could be, you know, a lunatic woman as well. I mean, Ed, any comments?
There are many women that are scammers, just like men.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of women that are out there on these sites, they're looking for, you know, the gentleman. Let's just go back to the widower, you know, that maybe he lost his wife and he's looking for that companionship. And they're looking for nothing more than, you know, the income. And mm-hmm. So they're not being genuine. And in the end, I had some of these cases as well. You know, you end up with a very sad situation.
Because they're preying on their vulnerability.
Absolutely, Tracy. Mm-hmm. They are preying on their vulnerability. They're preying on anything and everything they can get their hands on because they know it's for a short period of time. They know that this person is eventually going to find them out. But what they try to do is get the person emotionally invested.
Exactly right.
Yep. And even when they find out, the person may still be emotionally invested and say, I don't care about your past. I don't care.
Yes.
And then, of course, that's where the family gets involved and says, hey, can't you really see what's going on here?
It's elite emotional manipulation. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all the women out there, but men have to worry about that too. And they do.
100%.
Yeah. So
I couldn't agree more.
Ed, any comments so far? Because I like a man's point of view with this. I do.
Well, I mean, we go through the same thing, and I've had in the past, and my friends do the same way, is don't jump into anything fast. I mean, the ones that are on there that say, come on, let's meet, those are ones that are have an agenda, I think. If you can, you know, let it go a couple of weeks with talking back and forth. Phone calls, video chat is always a good thing before you meet.
You recommended that last week. I thought it was great. Yeah.
And then when you do, because one of the things that I think one of the biggest lies out there is they're not 100% single.
Yeah,
that,
true. There's a situation and, you know, I'm going through separation and...
Yeah, if they're only texting.
That's just a lot of... A big can of drama you don't want to open.
That's right.
And you know, a good thank you for that. That too is another great source is Hillsborough County, court records, Pinellas County court records. You can go there and put somebody's name in, and it will pull it up. It'll pull that information up.
You know, to follow up with you, Ed, I think it's a dance and not a race. So I think
Correct. Spending
a little time getting to know the person that you're about to. And personally, I think it's great to meet people through friends, through family, through an event that you might be going to. And it's easier that way than to cultivate a great, solid relationship by the social media scene.
We've been dating for years, years. It's no different than me walking in the Outback, sitting down at the bar, and you happen to sit next to me.
Yeah.
You're alone, I'm alone. We happen to start talking. If there's some sort of mutual attraction, what would you always do? You would exchange phone numbers
right. And
let it blossom from there. There's no... I'll meet you tomorrow night, you know, right away. Maybe you could take it a little slower, whatever. And I think, I don't know, but to me, a major red flag is somebody that has absolutely no social media event pages.
Right.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, that's to me,
that's,
too.
You know, I don't have Facebook, you know?
And, yeah, and Ed, if you know, that is something I mentioned really early on. I said something that I would be concerned about is somebody with no social media.
Right.
Or not a way to look them up. That's also a red flag. You've got to think about that as well.
Yeah, and one good thing is if you happen to start texting back and forth, nowadays it will give you that person's full name, the first and last name, on your phone, and then you can go from there and look them up on social media. Mm-hmm. And don't just look at the photos that they post, because most likely their thing is locked down. Yeah. Look at the tagged photos, which means they're tagged in other people's photos that you really can't keep up on all the time, and you can jump to someone else's page and see what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn is a great website, too, because you know, some people don't have time for Facebook, but then they do have LinkedIn for their careers. But LinkedIn's another good link, right? If you want to kind of see a little bit, not for the professional side, just to see that they're legitimate.
Yeah, that's a legit site to legitimize their, maybe their, but a lot of people aren't on, I don't think, LinkedIn unless you're professionally searching for.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what they do. It's that to know that they're somewhere if you can't find them on Facebook. Because I don't know a lot of, there are a lot of people I know that don't like Facebook. But if they're interviewing, they might be on LinkedIn, is what I'm trying to say.
And just the professional aspect of that, if you want to keep contacts in being professional only, like I have quite a few that are in the industry.
Right.
That's how I keep in touch that way.
Right. Yeah, so with your girlfriend, if she wanted to know you, maybe she could see that circle. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. If you can't find them on Facebook, don't be paranoid and don't end it or not give it a chance, but keep searching a little bit. So, well, that's all good advice. And I love that we have Ed here to give a male's point of view, because it is important. So, Dr. J, going to the date that evening, tell us a little bit your take on the date itself for protection or things you might want to look for.
Oh, some things you just might want to look at, and this is from, you know, male or female perspective, is let someone know. Excuse me, I got a little clog in my throat.
It's allergies. That's what I got.
I don't know.
I just had to delay my show for that.
I know.
I thought she was going to say, let somebody know you're packing heat.
I have a little thank goodness I had a little simple order.
Yes.
So you have to let someone know. I think it's always good to just, you know, if you're a guy, you know, just shoot off a text to your friend. Hey, I'm going to meet this young lady, so-and-so. Same thing with the men. So let them kind of know where you're going. Maybe make it an open air, open patio. Try to make it a public setting. You know, possibly think of a place that you've been before that maybe you know the server, maybe you know the bartender, somewhere that you would feel comfortable. That would be my first thought, is that if you keep it that way, if for some reason it becomes uncomfortable, it's a little easier to make a nice exit.
And with intuition, you had mentioned that. Can you tell us a little more about the term intuition?
100%. This is something that I built my program off of, is intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, intuition is just an amazing thing. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You know, for it to actually be in the book, in the Webster's Dictionary, and actually say intuition is a person, place, or thing. We've all had those experiences where we thought something made you feel like I shouldn't be doing this, or you just got next to somebody and you were like, there's just something here that doesn't feel right. Your intuition is one of the strongest instincts that you have in your life that can save your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I can honestly say in police work many times I homed in on that intuition and, you know, it kept me alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for sure that intuition is something that, in fact, one of the greatest books I ever read was called The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about many different cases where women had that instinct and uh-huh. they either acted on it and said, I'm going to embrace this. I'm not going to walk down that dark street. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go back the other way. Or they didn't embrace it and something happened. So,
yeah, for sure.
You know, we call it our friend. The guys call it their gut instinct. And it's something that we absolutely have to very much be aware of, because once you're called upon in a stressful situation, it's only your training and your life experience at that point
yep.
that is going to give you that next step and give you a good advantage or a bad advantage.
Right.
And would you say that a lot of people, you rationalize because we're so used to trying to make right the uncomfortability side, that we rationalize perhaps that's really not happening, because I'm 100% on instinctual.
You're second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
Or not 100%.
Because, you know, I also can say that, speaking from experience, unfortunately, that if you feel that gut feeling, you don't realize, you don't know that you're going to react on it. If you get into that situation, you either at that moment in time, you could say all you want that you can react and that you're going to listen to it or you're going to trust your instincts. But until you're in that situation,
you can get paralyzed.
Yeah. Or you either have the fight or
right.
the flight. You either
yeah.
respond to yourself by saying, oh, right. hell no, or, I'm going to go forward with that, because I think it's just...
Right, that's a
great example of bulletproofing your mind, because
yeah.
That's why you need to have some kind of self-defense training. You know, in police work, we train all the time, and there's a lot of planning somebody that's actually going to want to hurt you. But then you have to think about, what is my backup plan
yeah.
if somebody does want to?
You know, you just mentioned that training, and this is not in dating, but did you see the video where the guy walked into the gym and she got attacked? And listen, it can go the opposite too. And she knew her martial arts and she knew all that. She got away from that guy. It was
yeah.
kind of crazy.
Well,
that's
my experience.
She had a tremendous, and this is something that we definitely taught in our classes, she had a tremendous forethought immediately of her training. Her training kicked in. She was comfortable on the ground.
Great.
She was comfortable with contact. And a lot of people are not comfortable with contact. They've never even had any contact with another person. So their first thought is that a lot of people just get in, they are immediately shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They become paralyzed.
That's
and that's something that you can't do. You can't become paralyzed. You have to have that
no.
plan.
You know,
right, because
go ahead.
That is the point, that you've either turned the table. You're either now in charge or you're not.
Or you're not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what if you don't have training? Like in my situation, I didn't have training. I just reacted.
Well, in your situation where you reacted, that's you're letting your instinct or letting your intuition say, yes, I just had this situation with myself, actually leaving a late class that I taught in college for law enforcement, and I was actually leaving the college, and I heard someone coming very quickly up behind me.
Oh, Lord.
And I just turned, and I said, I'm going back inside. It was immediate training that said, do not go to that parking lot, go right back inside. I whipped around, and as I started to go back inside, I saw this young man pass me, and there was the parking attendant handing out tickets. he was literally hoofing it up towards me, up to the parking attendant to say, hey, don't give me a ticket. But I immediately, my instinct said, you know, either he's coming for me, or I need to turn around and get out of here. And
right.
my instinct was, don't go to your car. Go straight back into the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy. I was like, woo, that worked.
That worked, yeah. And that's
yeah.
a great thing, because he wasn't after you, but still, you should
no.
always trust your instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
and truly, I always want to ask, is it better to have like on hand when you're going into a gym? And ironically, Tracy,
this is exactly the question I was going to go ahead and finish. I know what you're going to ask.
Should you have like mace or something with you? Is that a protective thing, or can you be used against you? Or what do you think about that sort of thing. Because my situation was, I was a flight attendant, and I had been working out and teaching, you know, classes and stuff. So I wanted to kind of stay in shape, but I did that, and I did it on my own a lot. And I'd go to the gym by myself. Fortunately, I had somebody with me in the other room, and kind of heard what was going on. But I had nothing with me. I had no sort of protection. Is that a good thing to have?
So what I believe, and I had these questions many, many times in our self-defense classes, is, you know, some women would say, you know, I've purchased mace. Some women would say I have, you know, certain different things.
Mm-hmm.
What I suggest is, if you're proficient with
that's the thing.
Mace, because if you're in a situation where you're upwind and you do spray mace and it comes back on you, now you're incapacitated. Yeah. The second thought of it is, and I always felt this way as a police officer, is when you go there, you bring the weapon with you. So if you have that in your purse, and this is what the guy's going for, let's say your purse, well, now you've given him a weapon. If you're not willing to take it out and use it proficiently and get away, it's not about engaging, it's about getting away as quick as you can, and you can really, you know, actually hit somebody directly in the eyes with that mace and really get in and get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. You just have to be careful, because now you're bringing a weapon to the fight.
Yeah. So sign me
against you.
So I think the greatest thing is that you offer those self-defense. Sign me up for that class.
I'm kidding.
We're going to come together, Tracy.
Well, I do think it's important to kind of know that, because you can think you're protected. And listen, if you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap show right here at Tan Talk Radio in Clearwater, Florida, I don't want you to go into a date being, like Ed said, paranoid and all that. But just kind of, you know, because you should be open-minded, not overthink it, but be prepared. And it's really funny, before I started the show, you know, this morning I did the show at 10 this morning, because I wasn't sure, because our guest, Detective Jay, was going to, you know, she had some work to do, and I was like, I don't know if we were going to be able to do it. But ironically, I was thinking, you know what, I really don't hear a lot of really bad dates, but on the news two nights ago, sadly, and my sympathy goes out to the family, there was a 19-year-old girl that was out on a date.
Yep.
And I don't feel right even talking about it, because it's so fresh. But before that story came out, I thought to myself, I really don't hear about that. I don't want to make people paranoid. I want them to be aware. But then that story came up. But I want to ask you, Janice, what is a code word? Well, tell us code words. For all of you that are dating or not, there are code words that if you're out in public that you can give to bartenders. Dr. Jay is going to tell us more about that.
So there's a universe of code words, and I want to give a little shout out to MJ in the morning show, for he talks about this as well. Angel shot is the code word. That if you go up to any bartender, I happen to know that this is true for at least the city of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They're very close-knit team out there. And if you were to go out and say, hey, you know, angel shot, you know, and they look back at you, you're like, we got you. Because
mm-hmm.
that is a code word for, I'm just having a hard time with maybe the situation I have right now. Another thing is to have a code word with your family. Have a code word if you did need to call, you know, a member of your family, and I were to say to Tracy, hey, and I use the code word Clara. I use the code word Renee. I use the code word, but it's not my name, but we have a code.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can also do is, remember, you can always call 911, and you can just always leave it on speaker, you know?
Oh, that's a great idea, too.
Oh, that's a good one.
Always.
But can I share this?
Dispatchers are absolutely trained to listen.
Mm-hmm.
There's been many cases where an abductee, someone who has been kidnapped, calls 911, like if they were calling for pizza or they were calling, and dispatchers immediately pick up on that, and they're like, are you in trouble? Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that code word, and you know, we talked about this a little bit, and MJ, and I do want to give him credit, because I don't, I think it's important, and I really admire that he shared that with everybody, and I'm glad you had mentioned that because we had talked about that. But there was also a there's also an app, and maybe I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, or you and A are, it's download a personal security app, and apparently there's it's a safety precaution, and you can utilize it through So Secure by ADT. I've never heard of that. Have y'all heard of that?
I know who ADT is because that's an alarm system, but no, I haven't actually.
Yeah, but apparently there is a personal security app. So I read about this. Are you familiar with it, Dr. J? Or Detective J?
I am. That's okay. I'll take the doctor side. That's all right. I know there's several apps out there, and I have, in passing, I've heard about this app, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I know that we're you've got somewhere to be at 3:45. I'm going to listen. I want to thank you. Is there any closing statements that you'd like to make? And you have been initiated to the Shrink and Wrap show, and you're going to be part of our family. And I thank you so much for today's information. We're going to carry on with more chit chat about this, but I know you have to be somewhere at 3:45. And I want to thank you so much for all your information. I cannot wait for you to come back and talk more about maybe some cybersecurity. I mean, we can get into
we
all
can
kinds
get into a lot of stuff.
Seniors, how they're being.
What's
you know.
The best? What's the best defense class that you think, like hand combat class that you would think is best for girls and guys?
Yeah.
I would just say if you know of any martial arts, maybe classes, anything that is really a true self-defense, anything close to you. I always tell people, go where you're close to any legitimate martial arts school. And most martial arts masters will be able to tell you or teachers. So I would just, and
research.
Google, possibly Google it and look. And then in closing, I just want to say, bulletproof your mind. Mm-hmm. You need to give yourself a fighting chance before this encounter begins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where you need to go is awareness.
Right.
100% awareness of your environment and the person you're with. Actively listen to them. Listen to what they have to say more than what you're thinking about what you want to say to them.
Do you have a minute to say leaving the date? Because I know we had talked about that. Do you have 30 seconds for that? If not,
sure.
I can take over.
No.
Leaving the date, some advice when you're leaving a date.
Oh, of course. I got you there. If you should decide, and I would say whether the date goes really well, mm-hmm. or even if the date you decide, hey, I might need to kind of get out of here. Mm-hmm. If you decide, let's just say real quick, you want to go to the restroom and you need to make that phone call and ask somebody to kind of pick you up, or you need to call the Uber, make sure you take your drink. They'll never leave your drink on the table.
And stay sober.
Yeah, stay sober. And your drink, of course, could be water, anything with liquid in it. Don't leave it there. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead, and I would say come by a form of transportation like Uber, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can leave in public, and you're not concerned about this person following you to a garage or a parking space for your vehicle.
100%.
And if you are concerned about that, get a security guard, get a friend, get a police officer. Nobody's going to look at you like, what do you mean? You want me to walk? They're going to be more than happy to walk you there.
That's
but
right.
Just, get a friend, somebody to walk with you, and be really safe and just end on a nice note. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, and that's in conclusion. And then what we'll do is you'll be back here with us, and we're going to talk a lot more. Thank you so much
more.
For all your homework and coming and join us on the Shrink and Wrap show and being a part of our show. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Detective
Thank
Jay.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. So with that being said, I, do you have any comments?
I just think that you have this, she is so point, well, of course she is, she's a detective, but spot on with instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
You either have that or you don't, because I'm telling you, there is that real thing of fight and flight.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell yourself, I am going to fight. I would never let anybody get me. And then you're on the other side, you flight when it comes down to it. So I would definitely say what she's saying is get yourself prepared mentally and physically if you can.
Yeah.
Find a little self-defense course that can help you.
But that should be in everyday life too, because I don't want anyone to go into a date and be like ready to, like Ed said. I mean, because that's definitely going to be
100. No, and honestly, on that note, we have
Well, what we're going to do really quick now, we didn't wanted Janice to have all her time here, so I want to listen to the main song real quick, because I do want you to go. Listen, the percentage of this happening is very rare. And like I said, before this show started, I thought, you know, do we really need to do this? But then that night, that news story came on. But we do want to go on. We turn a negative into a positive. So be positive, but be wise about your surroundings in everything that you do. So let's take a listen to the script, and then we'll come back here and we'll talk a little bit about entertainment. This is called... Okay, here he goes.
I ain't gonna stop till he airs that my lungs. Say I don't belong here, tell me that I'm wrong. And you're gonna see, I dare you to doubt me. Till I'm at the top, yeah. Never gonna stop me. Till I'm at the top, yeah. Never gonna stop me.
Dare You to Doubt Me by The Script, who I love The Script.
I love The Script, too.
Isn't that a neat song,
it's
though?
Been a long time since I listened to them.
I've never heard that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song, and I just want everyone to know out there that there's a lot of good people. There's a lot of great men. There's a lot of great women, but sometimes you get that handful of people that you have to be kind of aware of, but I want you to go out there and really enjoy your dating. We're giving you step by step. First, get to know yourself. Secondly, know what you want, and now kind of know, because there's all walks of life, and just to be on your guard, but don't let it ruin your time, and don't judge people, even if you find just a little bit. Make sure you have facts and you have the full story. So with that being said, what do you have for entertainment?
Well, speaking of dating, I thought I'd segue right into that. There is a fun event this week, 420, which is Saturday. Called the Jigsaw Dating for Singles.
Okay.
And it's a happy hour, and it just gets a bunch of people together. It's from 6 to 8, and it's at, I don't know if you know where the patio is.
I don't.
That's a great place to watch football games, but it's in Tampa off of MacDill.
Uh-huh.
Seems like a kind of odd place to have a jigsaw dating party, but singles party. But
what's the age group for that, Renee?
You know, I think it's a little bit of everything, actually. Yeah. It's a happy hour, so...
Do you do jigsaw puzzles?
No, honey girl.
Do you, Ed?
I haven't yet.
I was just going to say, if it's a happy hour, there is no age limit.
Yeah, there is no age limit.
Everybody
right,
is Ed. The same age in a happy hour.
Really? Yeah. I thought you had to be 21 happy hour.
Well, okay.
Oh, once you get past that.
Yeah, right. We weren't thinking of that.
Well, that's like
that's
a
too
little,
literal.
Okay, so 21 plus.
Okay.
But I don't think the 21-year-olds are doing jigsaw puzzles.
No, they're not. They're not having singles meetups.
But thank you.
Okay, well, I'm leading right into what's happening in the Tampa Bay concert area. And, of course, we all know Raymond James Stadium is going to be rocking this Saturday night with Kenny Chesney's Sun Goes Down Tour, and that starts at 4 p.m. The gates open. Yeah. So they'll be tailgating way before that, and I think there's some tickets left.
Yeah.
You can go to rayj.com and you can find some tickets, or Eventbrite, and I think they start right around $69, but okay. There's some tickets left. Busch Gardens, the Wine and Food Festival continues on, mm-hmm. and on Saturday night, we talked about this, Gavin DeGraw mm-hmm. is going to be there Sunday. I meant to say Sunday the 21st. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, Michael Ray will be there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to segue down into, for concerts, down to St. Pete, because I'm going to give a shout out to some friends of mine with a professional group of women and men that are musicians, but they're professionals like doctors, lawyers, business owners who have wanted to like just have a little outlet. Like if you would go work out, they go and play instruments and sing.
Right.
They have a band called Free Beer, mm-hmm. and it's going to be playing. They're going to be playing this Saturday at Three Daughters. Have you heard of Three Daughters Brewery?
I haven't.
No, you wouldn't. Have you? No.
there's one in Clearwater Beach above Hooters, right?
Yeah, there's one there, but there's the one.
The main one is St. Pete.
St. Pete, yeah. And so it's a pretty big open outdoor thing. They used to do yoga, you know, yoga stuff there, and then they have the band Freebird this Saturday. So check it out. The address, where's the address? I have it, but St. Pete, I think it's 222 22nd Avenue. And that is, hold on, it's 222 22nd Avenue, St. Pete. And it starts at 8 p.m. On that note, in St. Pete, they have their 49th annual art festival, and we have to go to that.
What day is
that's
that?
That's Saturday and Sunday.
The weather should be pretty for
it's
going
right? to be great for
yeah,
that. They have all kinds of vendors, probably over 250 vendors. There's food, culinary art food, and
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, music.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of fun.
And for all of you that are listening, we are again here at Tan Talk Radio right here in Clearwater, Florida. And to all of our listeners, if you don't know who Renee is, she's our socialite, and Trish, her and Trish, and very connected in the community, but you know so many people, and Renee takes over our entertainment at the end of our show. It always goes by quick, so you know I'm always sorry
quick.
About that,
yes.
I'm cutting you off. And then Trish does our nonprofit, so
right.
together they make our show complete. And Ed is our production manager. And again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap show right here at Tan Talk Radio, and I thank you all for listening. But before we go today, I always have a closing statement. And I'm going to tell you what my closing statement is in 1 minute. Next week, we will be back here, same time, same place. We have a lady that opened up what's called a televet company. And so if you have your pets and they're sick, you can call. You don't have to drive them in. That's going to be really...
Oh, that's great.
I can't wait to have her on here. And it'll be right here at the Shrink and Wrap
great.
Show. So as we close today, and listen, the last song that I sing, I want you to listen to every lyric, you know, listen to all the songs and the lyrics. But I hope these tips will help everyone that Detective Jay gave you today and we shared with you here. We hope that it helps you, your daughters, your family members, or friends. But remember, in today's segment, remember that silence will not protect you. And the best lightning rod for protection is your own spine. Meaning have a backbone in protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, don't overthink. Be wise and smart and go find your Mrs. or Mr. Right. So let's take a listen to this song that could add, you know, to situations and for the unknown, it can help you. So listen to it and let's take a listen to Carrie Underwood's song, Jesus Take the Wheel.
Oh,
good song.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Change. So from now